Hello, 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 everyone. It's me, your host, Kristen Lean John. And I want to thank you so much for just deciding to listen to another episode of Jesus Freak, Jesus Freak, Jesus Freak. Can I tell you that I think I'm making some enemy camp really mad? You will not believe that I've done this particular episode, and each time I do it, my screen freezes or my equipment goes haywire. So I'm just going to do something a bit different so that this word is going to come out without any blockages into the atmosphere. I decree and declare by the power vested in me through the blood of Jesus Christ that every interruption over the frequencies and the equipment that God has orchestrated for his word to be released, it shall not work in the name of Jesus. Satan, the Lord rebukes you. This word will go out to its listener and it shall produce fruit in due season. And with that being said, I'm going to ask us to turn our Bibles to 1 Job verses 20. Let's get into it. We are not going to make anything stop us from getting the word of God out. And a matter of fact, if there's resistance, it means that there's some deliverance around the corner. So you stick in there with me and let's get him even more mad, shall we? Yeah. So everyone, I was telling us in my 1000th episode of this one, that I had the privilege of watching a movie called Sing. It's an animation movie. I was watching it with my daughter. It was really beautiful. And generally, I hate musicals. Like, I really hate musicals. Like, really, really don't like them. I think it's very corny. It's hard to follow. I'm just like, why exactly are they singing? Humans don't just do that in real life. Why are they doing it? But with all of that being said, this was a bit different. It wasn't truly a musical, but it was sort of like one. And I loved it. And even though it's an animation movie, I think every single age group can watch it and learn something from it and enjoy it. So for those who have not watched it, I'm not going to try to give out too much details. But do know that this entire podcast was influenced by it. Because basically, there was this theater owner and he was a koala bear. And here's a little fun fact for you. My daughter told me the difference between a mouse and a koala bear is its nose, because I did not know it was a koala bear. But yes, so the koala bear, you know, for years he's been really trying to achieve his lifelong dream of being this theater owner. And basically, in a nutshell, he was having problems making his bank payments. So he came up with this really genius idea that he should do something that's very similar to like The Voice or American Next Idol. And that way he'll be able to generate a lot of publicity and then some sponsorship in order to be able to make his bank payments, right? So he really works tirelessly at it. And the entire world, including his debtors, his creditors, sorry, they're saying, give it up, give it up. You can't do this. This makes no sense. Yada, yada, yada. And isn't that something like our life, basically? Like, we're pressing ahead towards the mark. We're doing what we got to do. And the world is giving us a list of reasons why we cannot. So you want to open a business and there's someone in the family member, even though God told you to do this, that's saying, why are you leaving a job? You got mouths to feed. Why are you leaving something so secure? You know, things like that. And we all go through this to varying levels. And sometimes it's not coming from an external source. Sometimes it comes from ourselves. So some of us, we have allowed access of that negative side of our thinking, or we allow the evil side to be able to speak into our spirit and say, you can't do that. You don't got the skills. You are not that great. Who are you to think that you can be X, Y, and Z? You know, so we have to be very mindful of the voices that we along within our atmospheres. But I'm here today to tell us, just like the movie Sing, even when you've lost it all, you can still sing amongst ruins. And even though worship can take many different forms, one of the most common ways that people can resonate with is usually through singing or worshiping God in a conventional sense. Now, for example, I could worship God through giving my tithes an offering. That's an act of worship. I could worship God by being obedient. So the world is telling me do this because they have their agenda to fulfill. But because I choose to be a son of God, that I have made a decision that I'm not going to do that. And as a result of it, that's an act of worship. An act of worship is feeding, you know, feeding the poor, the orphans, the widowers, you know, having excess or using your last to be able to help someone. That is an act of worship. It means that I trust you, Lord, that your way is better than what I think because my knowledge is finite and I trust you. Yeah? So I want us to understand that worship, the best type of worship, not that sing-along type of worship that some of us like to do, the type of worship that God recognizes and honors and tips his hat to, normally has a measure of sacrifice attached to it. How do I know that? Well, let's turn to 1 Job 1, verses 20. Not 1 Job, Job 1, verse 20. So after Job now has lost all his wealth, God took away his children. So you, if you're a parent or if you just love a kid enough, you can imagine when natural order doesn't take its normal flow. So the kid, so the parent is now burying the kid. You know, even without going through it, there's no pain deeper than that. So not only did he lose his money, he lost his kids, which probably, you know, that was just the icing on top of that cake. So I want us to see how Job responded. So at this, the Bible says, Job got up and tore his robe and shaved his head, which was customary in those times of grieving. Then fell to the floor and what? What? Bible, are you correct here? Oh, yes, it is. Then fell to the ground and worshiped. What did he do? He worshiped. How many of us can actually do that? How many of us can actually worship God when he's taken our kids to the other side and when we've lost everything in the bank? I am not even sure I can do that. And I don't even want to know. God, did you hear me? I don't want to know. But I'm serious. This is a true level of sacrifice to his worship. He is not in the mood to worship the God that just allowed for this. He's not in the mood to worship God when he doesn't have food on his table. He's not in the mood to worship God when there are, you know, there are foreign aliens coming into your land and bombing it up. You're probably not in the mood to worship God who is supposed to be protecting you from all these things. But there are some of us right now from every corner of the globe that are going through things where others will say, why are you worshiping that God that couldn't even save you from this? In my episode, Untold Stories, I spoke about my life testimony of a attempted assault and murder on my life. And I chose to worship God in that session. Do you know why? Because that's true worship. Even when everything has gone south, I worship you. Not because I don't worship you because of what you've given me. I worship you because you are God, and that doesn't change regardless of what my situation is like. And that's where God wants us to be. Just like in that movie scene, he wants us to sing amongst our ruins. Sing anyway. This is an effective strategy of warfare. Is the devil having access to your money, to your family? Your family members are acting up. Someone is stepping out. Everything is going haywire. And you're like, what is going on here? I'm worshiping you, God. What's going on here? I am telling you what you're missing. You keep praying and you let God have his way. But I beg you, worship him. Even when you don't feel like it, and see how things turn around. I am a living testament of worshiping God when you've lost something valuable to you. And watch how, just like Job, he'll restore you. And watch how, just like Job, he'll give you more than you had before. And just like in that movie, Sing, if you can sing and worship God amongst the ruins, you will receive double, 100-fold what you've lost. Okay? Another thing is that for those of us that love indulging in God's word, and if you don't, you should, because it says that we have to study to show ourselves approved, okay? I want us to know that there are different realms to our worship. So a lot of us, when we are worshiping, we may be a bit self-conscious. But I'm talking about the type of worship, the type of intercession, where our countenance changed. Do you remember Hannah, Samuel's mother, when she was barren and she went into the sanctuary, and this, the Bible reports to us that she prayed to the point where her countenance changed, and they thought she was drunk. Have you ever worshipped God to the point where there's so much snot coming out of your nose, your face is swollen almost as if you've been crying all night? That's the type of worship God wants. True, felt, Holy Ghost-driven worship. That's the worship that changes things. I want us to ask the Holy Spirit to deepen our level of worship. That we are not worshiping God because we have to. We are worshiping God because it's an honor to. And we want access into deeper realms. Can I tell you that there are some realms of worship that are so deep, you can only go if the Holy Spirit allows you access. And when you get there, you would be in a trance. You can be there for hours. And you can lose total control of your physical body. It can be very scary, especially when it has happened for the first time. But once you are depending on the Holy Spirit to allow you to access these deeper levels of realms of worship, He will hold your hand and carry you through these realms safely. So sometimes there are different realms. So there's an outer court when I'm worshiping that I can access, and there's a much deeper inner court, and there's even more realms that I've still never accessed. There was this time I was worshiping and I actually felt myself come to a huge, beautiful oak door. And it was just amazing. It was so huge. I was like a little, it was a giant door. And I had to take this big door knob and knock. And it was almost as if in the spiritual realm, I was asking my dad, Jesus Christ, I was saying, can I come in? And when I entered in, I was able to dance. I was dancing in a spiritual realm in this huge room. And it can go even deeper than that. You can listen to some of these worshipers, especially in the African regions. And they have access realms I don't think I've touched yet, but by the grace of God, if it be His will, I will. You just have to want it. You just have to be intimate enough with Christ and love Him wholeheartedly, and He will grant you this access. And last and not the least, just like the movie Sing, even when you've lost it all and, the flesh takes over and you said, you know what, I'm not cut out for this anymore. And you might feel a bit slighted by all the things that have gone wrong. I want you to remember to keep your heart pure, refrain from bitterness, and forgive. We see that David in 2 Samuel chapter 1, even though Saul was his number one enemy, in that Saul allowed the enemy's camp to override his heart with jealousy. And as a result, he wanted to kill David. But when that messenger came to say that, Saul told me to avenge his death, David killed him. David said, in a nutshell, So what made you so brazen to think you could kill an anointed man of God? Imagine David saying that about the man who's trying to kill him. That's another revelation there, because David still considered Saul an anointed man of God, even though he technically had been fallen, and he respected him as a man of God, even till his death, even though he was trying to kill himself, another man of God. But that's a whole other thing that we will have to access. Honestly, there are family members, there are neighbors, there are governmental institutions, there are employees, there are bosses that can do things to us that are very wrong. And God knows that. And it's very easy for us to begin to become bitter about it and start to harden our hearts. But do you know that even though that is a natural human response, it blocks our access to deeper realms of worship? We have to be like David, where we want to bless the house of Saul, even though they were trying to kill us, where we grieve for the death of our enemies, even though they're trying to kill us. Why? Because in order to access God, who is love, we have to keep our heart as pure as we can. So, if there's anything I want you to remember from this Jesus Freak podcast, is that worshiping God in spirit and in truth has a sacrifice attached to it. But that's the worship God wants. God wants us, just like that movie, to sing anyway. And in order to access these realms, darling, as my best friend to say, all right, you have to ensure that you keep your heart free from any bitterness. So thank you guys for listening to another podcast episode of Jesus Freak. I love you.